one fucking job. You had one.
Which was what?
Fucking make sure the record button was hit.
Hey, I will say this. At least I noticed it like 90 seconds in as opposed to being 2.5 hours.
Oh, dude, I would have left the company.
Actually, you know that episode we just recorded of A Slice of Dice where we did Risk Warhammer? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't record any of it. I forgot to hit the button.
That's on you, buddy.
No, I'm just kidding. It's up right now.
Yeah. Anyway.
Tell who we are first. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
Anyway, welcome to the Anime Sunday Podcast where everything's a failure because of Josh. My name is Frank. The failure's name is Josh.
That's right. That's me.
And we're joined here with Ruben.
Hello.
Speaking of failures, Frank, if you would like to listen to more of my failures, you can go to GameRageMagazine.com and listen to all of our other podcasts. You can also go on Instagram and TikTok at GameRageMagazine, Twitter/X at GameRageMag, and if you like seeing failure in color, go to YouTube and you can see all the failure there at GameRageMagazine on YouTube. Additionally, if you're listening to this podcast, you should follow Frank on Instagram for a success at anime_syndicate_podcast.
There's only one post.
It doesn't matter. We just need people to start. I'll tell you, how many followers do you have right now?
None.
No, you have one. Game Rage Magazine follows you.
I have none.
I think Millennial Frog follows you. That's two. And Katie follows you. That's three. So you have three followers. Pretty sure you have three followers. So if you gain one follower, then you got to do a new post. Three. See?
I was still got there, dumbass.
Well, anyways.
I saw my own personal one.
If you want, also, if you like music, you can go follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. And listen to the All Gas No Trash podcast. And since you like anime, you probably like Star Wars. So you should go listen to the newly revamped, refurbished Game Rage Star Wars podcast. Also, if you like manga, you probably like comics. You should go listen to Panel to Panel. Game Rage Comic Book Podcast.
Manga's going
to
be on there.
Huh?
Manga's going to be on there.
On that one?
On Panel to Panel.
Oh, it's going to be manga?
No, I'm saying manga wouldn't be there.
No, I'm saying if you like manga, you probably like comic books. So go listen to Panel where we talk about comic books. So anyways. All right. That's the plugs. Carry on, good buddy. What are we doing today?
Part two of my favorite scenes.
Awesome. I love favorite scenes from Frank. I have to say the last episode was very good. All the scenes were good. You did not curate a single poor scene of your favorite scenes.
Uh-huh.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I know I can't put any of my favorite scenes from JJK on here.
I hate that show, and I will shit on it.
I don't know, as I'm saying, I know I can't.
But that show sucks. That shouldn't be included in a favorite scenes list.
I am so going to fucking kill you.
Well, anyways.
You mean your fucking horrible opinions?
But what about my opinions that I agree with you on? Are those horrible opinions?
Yes.
Well, at least you're not double standarding it, I guess.
It cheapens me because every time you agree with me, it means I failed in life.
Every time. Anyway.
All right. I'm trying to figure out what scene to do next.
You know, I see a lot of Fat Electrician on here, but not a lot of anime.
I watched like six of his videos today.
Oh, so it's just telling you all about him?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not anime. It's a cartoon.
Oh, man, I forgot that they did that.
What?
I forgot Netflix did an Avatar The Last Airbender
TV show?
Live action show.
Again? Or
no, just the live action show. They didn't do it again. What?
Sorry, that.
That's funny.
The Tickle Me Elmo thing. Yeah, from South Park. Fucking, did you get the thing I sent you?
About?
Them being cowards?
Yeah. They're not going to touch the 2024 presidential election?
No, they're not going to have episodes come out. So they can... They never said they weren't going to touch it. It just says that they're not having episodes coming out during that time.
That is cowardice.
I hope that it means that they just want to make a big-ass fucking episode where they just talk shit about it afterwards. Like they did, yeah. with 9/11.
That'd be cool.
All right. Sorry to pause it real quick while I figure out.
All right, here we go. All right, so the first video we're going to watch is the Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood bloopers.
Yeah, these are all gold.
All right, they're all gold. So let's hear it. Let's see what it is. Here we go. All right, that was the Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood blooper reel. Man, that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That was basically the actual voice actors doing like kind of an abridged series a little bit. I mean, with no actual direction, but it was like, you know, it's little funny shits. I enjoyed that a lot.
I enjoyed that fucking, it's so fucking great.
It is so fucking good, man.
Yeah, there was a couple like, you know, it's just like, loves.
Yeah.
And they were both Armstrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But like literally them going out of the way just to make a fucking joke out of the scene.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
A lot of fucking Muppets one.
Yeah, yeah.
What was your favorite one? When it's the final fight between father and he's like, his dad's like, fuck him up.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Also, like the, your face explode.
Yeah.
What about you, Rube?
Man, probably the same thing. It's just the whole fucking level over that last part you just talked about.
Oops.
Cat fiend abandoned at birth. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Sponsored, so it's not me.
Oh, fuck them. Man, 3 hours and 32 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
So this next one is The Return. Again, this is still Full Metal Alchemist.
Brotherhood.
Yeah. The Return of Motherfucking King Bradley.
Motherfucking King Bradley. Here we go.
Sorry. Fuhrer King Bradley.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. That is one of my favorite scenes from that fucking show, man.
I mean, I think there was a reaction channel that said it best. I said it to you guys, too. He made a fucking tank retreat.
Yeah. I mean, he single-handedly destroyed a full fucking panzer tank, basically.
Yeah. With nothing but a sword.
With a sword and a hand grenade. And really, he didn't even need to use the hand grenade. That was just overkill.
Yeah, that was him just being a dick.
Yeah, just being an asshole. And the best part is when he fucking cuts the fucking tank round as it's flying at him in half, it splits apart and it kills a bunch of other guys.
It kills his own men.
And they were just standing around like, just cool. And then bam, dead.
They were just saluting him two seconds ago.
Yeah, yeah. And now he killed them all. That was hilarious.
I love the whole fucking... he goes... What, you expect me to make a mockery of myself and come and sneak in the back door of my own palace?
Yeah.
As if.
As if. That is so not fetch.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
That was fucking good, man.
All right. This next scene is going to be from... that time I got reincarnated as a slime.
Oh, the slime one. A fucking izakai.
And I will be playing the Japanese version because the English version is ass.
Oh, it's AIDS?
This scene.
Oh, okay.
I'll show you both just to show you my thing. But,
yeah, yeah, all right.
I might actually have to go into Crunchyroll for this.
Oh, shit. We're going to have to grow onto the C roll, baby.
And switch to you. So, yeah, that's going to be the next scene.
Switching to me. All right, here we go. All right. That was... Oh, explain the scene again.
Rimuru just survived his attack from his battle with Hinata. He returns to the village, finds in complete destruction because they were invaded. And I didn't show you the fights, but the people were being fucking brutal because in this world, monsters are like fifth class people. And this is him. The main thing about the scene is about him finding out that Shion's dead. But the reason this scene is so great is because of Gapta.
Yeah.
His reaction of seeing his best friend dead.
Yeah.
That's I showed sad. You guys both the English and the Japanese dub.
Yeah.
And this scene stands out for the Japanese dub.
Yeah, yeah.
Because holy shit, every time I see the scene, it gives me fucking goosebumps hearing that voice actor's fucking perfect scream.
Yeah.
Of despair and misery. And then you compare it to the English versions of the most half-assed fake sobbing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that was fucking terrible. That was ridiculous.
With the scene?
No, the shitty acting on the English version. That was terrible. yeah, the Japanese version, that was a good scene.
Yeah.
If I you know me, I generally only watch things in English, so I would have never even got that. Mm-hmm. But I would expect them to have been like, okay, cool, this is like impactful.
It's a powerful scene.
Yeah, let's fucking do something similar to that. Not me. That's basically what it sounded like. And it was fucking terrible. So, yeah.
What do you think, Drew?
Yeah, the Japanese one was just better.
Huh?
Yeah, the Japanese one just freaking...
Yeah, have you gone this far in this show?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I've gone past that.
Yeah, are you fully caught up?
I'm probably like just like maybe like 3 episodes behind because I've just been playing Wukong and started Space Marines, so I haven't been watching anime a little bit.
Yeah, I get you.
But I'm pretty much caught up. It took me like maybe one night to get up.
Yeah.
Suppose there's a movie it already came out. Never mind. Did you see the movie?
The movie?
Scarlet Bond or something like that?
I think so. Yeah, that's the one with the freaking other ogre comes in. Or
yeah, yeah. Their friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. So we're going to stick on the slam since we're here.
All right. Well, Ruben's going to fuck off because he needs to get out of here.
Yeah.
You need to go to bed. You got to get out. So say goodbye to the people, Ruben.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Have fun without me.
If you what?
Have fun without me.
Oh, we will have fun without you. Here, give me that. Wait.
I got to turn around the game of Risk.
Don't worry. We're going to fuck you up, Ruben.
Yep.
Don't rest aside. A slice of dice. That next episode, you're going to die. All right.
So now this one is going to be Tempest, which is the name of their city.
Uh-huh.
Counterattack.
All right. I'm just going to turn sideways so I can fucking see. Not have to fucking look all weird.
Why don't you just put the table here so you can sit on the couch?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. All right. Well, I'll do that right now while it's paused.
Yeah.
Watching the scene. All right. All right. We're back.
Cool. Well, no, you have to watch the scene now.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Hang on.
All right, so what'd you think?
Oh, that was cool, man.
The fucking... Just everybody was just heartless about it. They're like, nope.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Like, literally, up to this point, the show has been more lightheartedness.
Yeah.
And this was the moment like, nope. Because you got to match evil with evil.
Yep, now everybody's got to die.
So, let's go with the first one. I forgot the guy's name. The older guy who kills the fucking swordsman. Yeah,
that was pretty cool. Fucking cuts his head off.
And then
right as he's using his power to like
slow down time.
So now he's
not only dying
in infinite torture almost because it's what 100 times slower?
300 times, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. And then he tells him like now that you have your ability on, use this time to reflect on all the evil deeds you've done.
And then he throws his head
at his buddy
so he can see that, oh, you're fucking done.
Fucking dead, bro.
Then he fucking goes, kills his last remaining friend to gain a power that albeit a really good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it makes you he don't survive anything, but Gale just used it to fucking torture the fuck out of him and beat the ever-loving fuck out of him.
Continuously, then continuously beat the shit out of him again. That's crazy. Shit.
What do you think of that?
That was fucking awesome. That was cool.
And then
I might actually like this show.
What do you think of Benimaru, though? The redhead guy when he was just like...
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Just slaughtering them.
Dude, okay, there's that sequence where he's going through and they're all catching on fire, right? And you don't really know how he's doing it. And then the one guy goes, what? I don't even know. And then he pulls through him and you see this line appear just down the middle. He's cutting them in half and then they're fucking lighting on like hot blue flames.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to watch this one.
I've been keeping you from this one because of the way you've been acting with everything.
I don't like bad shit. Like, this one actually looks pretty good.
And then, obviously, the final one.
I do hate Isekai, though, but, you know, I mean, like, this one looks pretty interesting.
But then, of course, talking about the final one, the main character himself, Rimuru's Revenge.
Yeah, right.
Megalodon, whatever it's called.
Megiddo?
Yeah.
Fucking the rain of hell, the wrath of God or whatever. Yeah. Like, just fucking laser beam fucking water spouts.
So the way it's what he's doing is he's using, because his body's slime.
Right, yeah.
That's all those are his body.
Oh, shit.
And he's stretching them to their mirror's edge.
Okay.
And they're thin. And so they're focusing the energy from the sun.
Damn.
So it's shooting, because he set up the anti-magic barrier.
Yeah.
So his body can appear inside the magic barrier because it's his body.
Right.
And it's solar energy. It's not magic.
That's true.
And so it's just reflecting off of him continuously. And that's how it gets so powerful. And it's just this fucking piercing those motherfuckers.
Yeah, killing them with light, basically.
Yeah.
Light projectiles. That's pretty badass. That's
cool. I like that audible, like, you're like, oh, shit. When you saw the guy's like, huh, what's this, water?
Yeah. dead. Right to the dome. Yeah. Dead. Yeah, that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, this is only 35 episodes into the show. Like, this seems already...
But this is the second season.
Escalation. That's what I'm saying. Like, this seems like this show's paced a lot better than some of these other fucking shows.
You say that, but seasons three...
Uh-huh.
No, this is Visions. Season three, people are complaining of the pacing.
Well, shit, man. If it took them three seasons to get to shitty pacing, I mean, that's pretty fucking good.
Personally... Because the show's not meant to be an action show. It's meant to be like a world-beating show.
Yeah.
It's just that people
got used to all the fucking...
It's just that the action's so good.
Yeah.
Like, let's see. In the first season... Oops. The first season is when he gets stabbed to death. And he's fighting monsters right away.
Yeah.
He fights the wolves. He tames the wolves. Okay, these episodes are great. There's not really combat, but it's just like, again, it's world building. It's constantly world building.
Right, okay.
And he's also building his village from a dirt path to the city you saw earlier.
Yeah.
And that's not even its final form. Like, what it looks like now currently...
It's way different.
Way different. Hmm. This is some good fights. That's that lady I told you about that he eats.
Yeah.
And that's when he finally gets the form. Yeah, this is... Oh yeah, these are actually a lot of fight scenes close together.
Hmm.
So yeah, I can see why people were complaining. Let's see, second season. This is just thing. Yeah, this is a faux fight. Again, this is all world building, and then this is the beginning of what we got to.
Right. Okay.
So this is, it's not even 35 episodes in because this is just continuation.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But
so
like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So it was 10 episodes in.
To season 2.
Yeah, that we
got to. No, it's 35 episodes into the show.
Yeah.
That's episode 35.
Yeah, but 10 episodes
into season 2, yeah.
Now, if we go to this one, the one that people are complaining about.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's 7 episodes before there's a fight.
That's kind of a long time.
Then
comparatively,
a little bit of a fight, and then this is again all like, this is building up the next villains.
Got it. Okay.
And this is all just build up to a festival. There's a little bit of like conflict, but I won't say there's fights. Yeah. So there's like one fight.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So I get the idea where people
it's
don't
different.
Like
it's a lot less compared to like the first two seasons. Yeah.
But again, I still love the show for because me, I love world building. So
yeah.
All right. So next scene, let's go to YouTube's.
I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level.
Yeah, it's exactly.
What's up with slimes? Like, why is there so many slime?
Because they're in JRPGs. They're always the first enemy you fight.
Oh, slimes.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, in the one we just showed you,
mm-hmm.
the reincarnated slime one,
yeah,
the way he gets friendly with other worlders is he says a line from Dragon Quest.
Oh, okay, because there's slime. There's
yeah, and the one of the slimes says, "But I'm a good slime." Slurp.
Yeah.
And so he uses that line, and only other worlders get that joke because he tried using it with the goblins, and the goblins are like, "Oh, huh?" Uh-huh. All right, let me switch to me. Hold on. Wanna pause real quick?
Oh yeah. I was too busy watching the cat trying to fucking rape Cooper.
Good.
Man, she's getting all.
She's gonna pull that Steam Deck.
No, it's not connected to the Steam Deck. It's the other thing.
All right, for this next one, last episode I showed you the pain speech.
Yeah.
So I want to show you what led up to that.
Oh. Okay.
This is Naruto's return to the village to fight pain.
Yeah. All right.
But, How's it?
Oh, yeah. All right, man. That was fucking cool as shit. Listen, I just love Naruto, man.
Yeah. I just love that he's a fucking idiot, but when he's in a fight...
Oh, yeah, man.
He's a fucking genius.
He fucking knows what's up.
Which is part of the trope that... Because Naruto was heavily inspired by Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
And that's a trope from...
That's Goku, basically. Yeah. He is a dumb fuck, but in a fight...
He's a genius.
Undefeatable.
Yeah.
Unfucking defeatable.
Especially not by that punk-ass crying bitch, Vegeta.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, so what do you think of the whole, like... First, what do you think of his fucking entrance?
Oh, yeah, that was fucking sweet as shit.
He comes in with this fucking...
those cat eyes or whatever
are those the slits or frog eyes, and the orange around them. That's a perfect Sage.
Oh, okay.
Because even Jiraiya, when he transformed into Sage mode, he had frog features.
Oh, damn.
So the less frog features you have, the more perfect your form is.
Oh shit! All right.
So he mastered it beyond Jiraiya.
Damn.
And then he has that fucking sweet ass fucking robe.
Yeah.
That's resembling of his dad, the Fourth Hokage.
Yeah, yeah.
We think about the whole using the shadow clones to absorb nature chakra for him.
Oh yeah, that's genius. Cause like,
cause the Ninetales being a bitch.
Yeah. So he's like, good. Fuck you. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it, bitch.
And then fucking just that whole fucking sequence of him knowing that I gotta get rid of the guy that can revive him. Yeah. So I have to make it look like I'm going after the main one.
Oh yeah, definitely.
What'd you think?
That was fucking cool. I like that. That was one of those like, oh shit, swerve over here. Oh shit, here's a swerve over here. Like,
watch it, like me watching it over again. Yeah. You notice the little things, like when he covered the guy's eyes.
Right, yeah. It's
like, oh my god, he's such, that's so smart.
It is. That's fucking genius.
Yeah. All right, I got one more Naruto scene, and then we're probably going to call it, and then we'll do part three sometime in the knit. Because there's other animes I want to show you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's working. It made you interested in Slime now.
Oh, yeah. No, I am actually kind of interested to watch Slime. I'm very interested to watch Slime now, I have to say. Yeah, and then after, well, while you're searching that, I'll just give a little narrative. But when we get to
2.0
next week, well, okay, so 2.0 is going to be November 1st or the first week.
That's
of November.
What we're shooting for.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. And I think we can hopefully have it ready to go by then.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, until we get there, we still got a couple of months, obviously. So we're looking at, we got, as we've been referring to it as, Bunghole Stray Dogs.
Yep.
Season one. And then we've got, what else? We're going to watch. And then we're going to do Tribe Nine. And we're going to watch season one of that. So we're going to have an episode on Bunghole Stray Dogs, Tribe Nine. And then
after that, we're doing One Punch Man.
One Punch Man? Season one?
Yeah.
All right.
To get ready for season three.
Oh, because that's coming out?
Hopefully.
And then we can just do them when they come out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I like that.
Hopefully,
yeah.
I'm saying that because MAPPA got chosen to be the new animation studio.
Oh, yeah.
Same guys that do JJK, Chainsaw Man.
Yeah.
And everyone's worried because those poor animators are going to be dead.
Oh, yeah.
They have like 8 projects in the works right now. It's like,
that's crazy.
I know you hate JJK, but you can't deny the fucking animation quality.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, those dudes are also going to be like, well, and then something's going to have to suffer. That's the thing, is when you have so much shit going on.
But that's the thing, because of Japan's exploitative workforce.
Yeah.
It's expected.
That's what I'm saying. But one of these projects is going to have to suffer. Like, one of them's going to have to take the hit in quality.
And I'm thinking,
because they're going to be like, fuck, we got to just half-ass one of these.
They just got chosen. So I don't think One Punch Man's in the works for at least a year or two.
Oh, probably.
I think right now their focus is going to be JJK and Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man. Oh, man. Chainsaw Man season two, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. That's a good show, man.
Yeah. All right. So this next one.
Oh, good.
It's going to be. Oh, yeah. Did you have anything else?
No. That was it.
Probably one of my favorite scenes in Naruto is Madara's return.
Madara's return.
When he fights the Shinobi Alliance.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. All right.
So that was Madara.
Damn, that was sweet, man. Like I said, I love Naruto, man. Naruto's good shit. That was a sweet ass scene. That also had, it's again, it's Naruto's just chock. It's like wrestling. It's chock full of swerves and shit in the fights. And like this one with the asteroid, it's like, oh, here, oh god, hey everybody, we fucking did it, we saved it, hooray! And then it's like, no, you didn't. Here's another one.
Like, yeah, what are you gonna do with the second one?
Yeah, it's like if they would have had a second Death Star at the location, like show up, like after the rebels destroy the Death Star, they'd be like, oh, no, just kidding. Here's the second one. It's already here. You're fucked.
Good job. But what are you going to do about this one?
Yeah, what are you going to do about the second one? That would have been, that's what kind of that was. Yeah. Like, that's great. That's excellent.
Hey, what about the fight leading up to that, where he's just taking on the whole army by himself?
Oh, yeah, that was sweet. He was just whooping everybody's ass, man. Like, just wiping the floor with everybody, just being like, I am so fucking powerful, and there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
Nothing. The only person that was ever able to beat him was the first Hokage.
Damn.
And he did. Not only dead, but he's sealed away in the Reaper seal so they can't revive him.
Oh, so he's permanent, perma-dead. They'll bring him back. They always find a way.
Yeah. This was going to be the next one I showed you, but we'll save that for later.
All right. Oh, is that Mike Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, overall, so we did these scenes.
Yeah, it's good. I enjoyed them.
Cool.
All good choices.
So far.
And you got me interested in slime now.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I hate fucking Isekai, but this one intrigues me.
This one and Overlord are my favorites.
I actually enjoy Overlord, though. So, mm-hmm. I mean,
You enjoyed Overlord because the main character is overpowered, but you hate that, but you're right. Okay with it because the side characters.
But that's why I liked Overlord. Like, I enjoyed it. It was the totality of the whole thing. So, I don't like Isekai, but I liked Overlord and what it was.
Because they kind of gave up on the idea of his homeworld.
Right, yeah. There's no... this is now it. Like, yeah. Which, it, to me, is like, cool. Now it's kind of transitioning from an Isekai into, like, well, this is just life now. So who gives a fuck? We are likely going to get no information about his world.
What about the uncle? There's another show. I think it's called Uncle from Another World. Or no, it's... basically, the uncle gets killed. He gets summoned to another world.
Okay.
But the show takes place when he comes back.
Oh, that's funny.
So the whole show is just about him reliving,
talking about what happened in the other world.
And then him having the power still in our world.
Oh.
And it's just, it's a comedy.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And it's funny because the uncle is like super on the spectrum, if you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oops.
And like, there's a scene where he's like, they're like, he keeps talking about this girl that keeps following him. He's like, oh, she's really mad at me. She's been trying to kill me or whatever. And like, literally everybody listens to the story like, oh my God, you idiot. She's in love with you.
Oh, that's funny. Hilarious.
All right. So these have been part two of my favorite scenes from
Hell
anime.
Yeah. That was fun.
All right, then.
Well, anyways, if you want to listen to more, you can go to GameRageMagazine.com. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. Twitter.com/ at Game Rage Mag. YouTube, Game Rage Magazine. You can also go and follow this goddamn podcast. I don't know why you're not doing it already if you're not. But if you're not, go to anime_syndicate_podcast on Instagram. Follow Frank there. If you like music, follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram and go listen to the All Gas No Trash podcast. Also, if you want to check out Slice of Dice, don't check out episode one. Check out all the other ones. Every episode but one. Just please do that. All right, anyways. Well, that'll do it for us. So, thanks for listening, and I guess we'll catch all the agents of the syndicate on the next one.